Well, hello everyone and welcome. You are listening to the Parenting Collective, formerly known as the Baby Sleep Sessions. I'm your host, Donna Mawala, the founder of Bub to Sleep. I'm a certified pediatric sleep specialist working with expecting parents, newborns, infants, toddlers, and children up to 7 years of age here in Perth, Australia-wide, and all around the world. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's podcast. Super excited to have Amy Aquilini. She's a beautiful woman that I met. I've been to, it's called the AusMum Awards here in Australia and Sydney in 2 years in a row. And Amy is this incredible woman who is a survivor and an author and entrepreneur, but her story is quite incredible. The reason why I wanted her to share her story is that she is a mum. And through her incredible challenge, she had a really, really traumatic motorbike accident that nearly killed her, and with a brain acquired injury, and she's just amazing. She's just amazing. She's a bubble of joy. She's so positive. She's so honest, and that's what I love. So I really wanted to talk to her about her journey, you know, before the accident, becoming a mum, being a mum. She's now a single mum with her issues that she has after the accident, and I just think she's such an inspiration. She's a guest speaker, so you know, she's just a beautiful, beautiful person to speak to, and I just really wanted to share her with the world. So I hope you enjoy our conversation as much as we did. Speak to you soon. Hello, Amy, and welcome to this week's podcast. How are you today?
Well, thanks, Donna. I'm so excited for this. This is going to be awesome.
So am I. We're going to have a problem of cutting off, aren't we? Like, okay, an hour. We've had enough talking. So a little bit of sharing you to my listeners is we are not only co-authors in our book, Ignite. So we shared our stories. We are big oversharers, as we like to talk about. But I met you last year at the AusMumpreneur Awards, which is incredible, and we reconnected again this year. And your story is so inspirational. And I would love for you to share with everyone what happened, where you are, and how life's treating you. So go for it.
Oh my God! An hour is not long enough.
I know it's not. In summary.
Okay, so on the 13th of September 2013, I had a near fatal quad bike accident that almost claimed my life. Spent about 2 weeks in ICU, 2 months or 2 months or maybe a bit longer. My time perception,
you'd be asleep,
is just disastrous.
No, you wouldn't remember a lot of it, you either.
Yeah, no. So then it was the rehab ward for 3 months as an inpatient and over a year as an outpatient. In that time, I wasn't allowed to come home to England, which is maybe an hour and a half's drive away from the hospital I was at. Because of like my brain had to heal from the trauma.
What ended up being, it was very traumatic, but what was the injuries that you sustained?
Traumatic brain injury and a brachial plexus injury to my right arm, which was my dominant arm, which now I have little movement of, but I have learnt to do everything. Like, I mean, everything is no longer in my vocabulary. It's now how can I?
Good on you. I love that. I love that. I need to tell you that to my teenagers. How? Because they say I can't all the time, and I'm like, come on, how can I? Yeah, that's absolutely awesome.
Trying to reframe Jack and Harry at the moment with all of that. And like, no, I don't want to hear that.
I can't. And on that, you've got two beautiful boys. How old are they?
I do. So Jack is 6 and Harry is 4. Ooh, two boys. It's fucking hectic, but it's fun. It's so much fun.
Crazy. So, so that was lots and lots of recovery, of course. So, and you couldn't be with your family and home. So, how many years was that ago? 10 years ago?
10 now. Yeah, 10th of September. Wow. Yeah.
Crazy. So you are an incredible woman. So absolutely traumatic, and you've obviously rehabbed and probably continue. Do you continue to have to still work on yourself in regards to, well, not really?
I'm doing it myself because that's always been my motto. Even I went in the harvester with Dad last week. That's my thing. Like,
you love it?
Dad he'd have a chat. I go sit in the harvester with him and we just talk for hours.
So great.
But he said to me, you know, that attitude, that's been you since you could talk.
Really?
I'll do it for my own self.
So you already had it in you.
Yeah. I've always had that fire, more. I've always wanted more. But I think pre-accident, I was very lost with all of that.
Yeah.
Made a lot of wrong decisions, wrong choices.
How old were you 10 years ago?
So I was 21 to the day for 3 months when I had my accident.
No. Crazy.
It was hectic. I was that girl that, like, I was the party girl, live life in the fast lane. That was me. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you know, we've all got a past, haven't we?
That's it, hey.
We've got a journey.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is. And if you have that, the thing is, that's what I want to share your story is because, you know, we all go through our issues and feel very lonely at times. And then if it's not as bad, because, you know, if someone looks at what's happened to you, they're like, that is like, poor her, you know, like that's a lot. But it shouldn't minimalize other people's shitty times either. You know, like I know I've been through
that's
a lot of
counseling. Exactly right.
Yeah. And I was always people have got it worse. People have got it worse. And one psychologist said to me, do you know what, Donna? Your story actually makes me sad. And I didn't have that kind of story. So you are allowed to feel sad about that. And it kind of gave me the permission because I always thought it's, you know, people have got it worse. But, you know, you probably already think people have got it worse than you.
Yeah, I do. Like I do think, you know, someone out there has it worse than me. So what the hell am I complaining about?
You're allowed to complain sometimes though.
Yeah, you are, especially when your kids don't pick up their bloody toys.
Oh, gosh, crazy. and that's what we had a bit of a talk about, like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, I'm obsessed with my sleep and my purpose in life is helping people with sleep, but my new purpose in life is parenting. And we've been through such a traumatic time with our kids, our girls, with their mental health, and my husband and I have learned from it, but that's my new thing I'm studying is parenting. Because it's bloody hard. And parenting in this day and age is really hard with all the influencing out there with social media, YouTube, whatever, as they get bigger. It's tough. And you just want them to pick up their wet towels.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Harry, 4 years old. No, I'm not doing that today.
Yeah. Yes, you are. So tell me a little bit about the journey with that. Yeah. The journey of that, because then obviously you had all the rehab and that would have been huge for you and having a new life and your different body and brain, you know, getting to relearn yourself, I suppose. Tell me about becoming a mum.
So becoming a mum, oh, my God, where do I start? We've had a really hectic 6 years, me and the boys.
Yeah, right.
I have made some decisions that at the time thought were the best thing for me, obviously were not.
Mm-hmm.
So becoming a mum with Jack, it was so scary. I had to stay at the Ronald McDonald House in Townsville for it was close to a month before I had Jack, and that sucked. Like being away from home was.
So why really was that? Because of your injuries and stuff like that?
My water started leaking.
Oh, okay.
And I was ready high risk. So they said, nah, you can come and stay down here.
Yeah, that would have been hard.
Yeah. And already had all the trauma from having to stay in Townsville. Like being trapped in a cage is never something that I ever wanted to experience ever in my life.
Yeah,
that is just not the person I am.
No.
And so what did I do? I wanted to escape and I did everything wrong. I was told not to because, like this, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's it, bottom line. I think I moved my journey along faster by behaving like I did and having that mentality.
And that's okay. Again, you'll learn, you know, you've already learned so much anyway, but, you know, I was having this conversation with my dad because he made many, many mistakes. He was from a very traumatic childhood and I'm now sort of reconnecting and having these conversations because he absolutely damaged me. But he didn't mean to. He did the best he could.
Yeah.
Having an open conversation, and he's 70 odd. And, you know, I said, Dad, you know what? As much as you messed up at times, you continued to grow and learn. When people don't acknowledge, you know, that, that's where you end up going to be making more mistakes, whatever. It's a human nature to mess up. And
yeah,
and
that's exactly right.
And don't have regret. Like, okay, that's who I am now. Like, that's my story, you know. But anyway, so yeah, so then you did all that, you rushed along your journey, yes.
Yeah. And then had Jack. So that was a traumatic birth as well. Yeah. I lost 2 liters of blood.
What?
They had to cut me. Get him out because he was stuck.
Why did they not give you a Caesar or something?
Oh, because I was like dead set. No, I'm not doing that.
There you go. That was another lesson.
I don't want drugs. I want to do it natural. And okay. With Jack, I had the gas.
Yeah.
With Harry though, that birth was like. So I was crowning on the couch here at home, and Mum's like, "Oh my God, get to the hospital!" I'm like, "No, I'm not letting them take me to town."
Oh my God, I'm so traumatized.
I had Harry 6 minutes after we walked into the Ingham Hospital, which is a 30-second drive away from home. They were filling up the pool because I was going to do the spa birth. And he came out in the shower. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I'm like, oh, my God, best birth ever. Six minutes.
Good.
Bam. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Yeah. The thing is, though, you also would have a whole lot of post-traumatic stress from not only what happened to you, but like you said, being locked in a prison and having choice.
That's what I used to call rehab. Rehab was prison.
Yeah, it would have been. And for a free spirit like you, it, you know, I can only reflect as an older person that it meant as much as you would have hated it, it actually has probably contributed to your mental strength now.
Yeah, definitely.
No, because you had no
definitely
choice.
Has. Yeah.
The universe made you stay there and drove you crazy. So you are an amazing human. And so did you find it once Bubs were here a bit hard with your left, you know, like had you already sort of figured out your left hand by then or?
No. So with Jack, it was really tough. His father spent a lot of time around. My family were a massive support during that stage. And I also get support through Ingham Disability Support Services.
Oh, great. Awesome.
I had the support that I needed around me.
That's good.
But it was bloody scary. And I've never really spoken about that because I'm like, oh, just get on with it. You know, that's always been how I was. But now I give myself the kindness and grace to accept everything I've been through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other biggest thing that I'll say to you, and I'm sure people say it to you, and I think you've got it written on your shirt. Be kind to yourself. You know, what have you got? Oh no, be a voice.
It says be a voice, not an echo.
Okay, there you go. Be a voice, not an echo, and you're certainly your voice. But you know, and I'm 48 and only figuring this out now. And you know, through all times I was quite the same mentality of like, I can do this. I'm not going to tell anybody what I'm going through. And, you know, like it's not anything like you've been through, but mums and women tend to do it in any situation. And really, as soon as you can get to that point of like, you're not weak, I'm just asking my family for help. It's just such a relief. And I've only just recently done that. And I thought, why didn't I do this earlier? Why am I so, I don't know if it's a martyr, I don't know what the word would be called, that I just thought I had to do it myself. Otherwise I was a failure.
Yes, maybe. I feel that. Like I resonate with that so strongly.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I've played small for so long.
Yeah,
Donna.
I know.
Because I've been trying to build my business for the last 5 years. No, Jack 6. So 6.5 years. I started Aqua Online when I was 6 months pregnant with Jack.
Right.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about. Yeah. Mm.
But like some of the other things like we've been through, there was a stage there where we were homeless, like moved back into our house because my ex-husband wasn't going to move out.
I hear that a lot too.
Yeah. Oh, it was hectic. And just like, okay, so we stayed at my parents' place, but it wasn't home, you
Yeah,
know?
it's
And
quite
like
nice,
it was so uncertain, and just
scary.
having that feeling of uncertainty
Yeah, terrible.
is a horrible feeling. Like, I
Oh.
don't wish that upon anyone.
No. And it's fear, isn't it, as a mum? Like you think about if you weren't a mum, and I think about all the things that have happened in my life, if I wasn't a parent or whatever, I would have done things differently. But if it wasn't for the boys, you'd probably go sleep in a car and you'd be like, all right, I'm just going to deal with this right now. But when you're a mum, it's the most important role in our lives that it's just you just want to lead by example and give them the best life. So it's so
Yeah.
scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It really, really was. And now the boys, after speaking with you at Oz Mum, the
Yes.
boys are finally fi like we're finally falling into a routine, and I'm so grateful for your advice because oh
Anytime,
my God, I can
anytime.
breathe. I
I
can breathe.
know. And I just love sharing, that's when you were on my table at the awards too, which was so fantastic. And I always believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, definitely.
And always reach out because I've got lots of tips and tricks around
Awesome.
sleep, around parenting. But yeah, and the
So
thing is,
will.
when you're by yourself, you need that time by yourself. You
Yeah.
need to be able to have them in bed by a certain time, and you get to have some wind down time. Like they're young and it's busy. So that's your backstory, which we could talk about that forever because you're amazing. So tell me about what you're doing for your business. What is it all about?
So, Aqua Online, I share my survival story to show others that have been through adversity that,
Amazing.
like, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or what you've done, you have the power to create the life you want to live on your own terms, regardless of your circumstances.
Absolutely.
So, with that, I share my survival story through ways of keynote speaking. I have published my story strong. Wait a
Oh,
minute,
great.
got it here. There we go. So
Oh, I have to get a copy of that.
all good.
Beautiful.
I'm also re-entering the modeling industry as a disabled model.
My God,
That's my next
beautiful. Oh
thing.
my
I'm
gosh.
so
So tell
excited
me
about
about that. How I didn't,
that.
as wonderful as it is, I've never
Biggest
heard of it.
story.
Tell me.
When I was 12 years old, I joined the modeling industry. My cousin was the principal of RFT Modeling Agency in Townsville, and I did my professional modeling diploma.
Yeah, cool.
And I've never used it. Like, I've always done parades and promos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never thought about putting it in my CV or anything like that. And
Yeah.
now I've gone back to redo it after Sydney. And I'm like, no, screw it. You know, that's an accomplishment of mine. That's going in there.
On
So
you.
I'm just building up my profile through I think it's the platform Star Now. And I'll put myself out through
Right.
there at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a podcast.
Oh,
So getting that out there, it's about time. I've been playing small for way too long.
anymore.
I'm ready,
Yeah.
like so
And
ready.
so ready. And the thing is, I feel a little, again, completely different story, but I feel that too. I feel like over my life, I've come across like I'm not small, but in my mind, I have, and I've sort of slowly.
Yeah.
But now, like after everything that I feel like I'm on another side, is like I'm not playing small. I'm not scared of what people say about me. I'm not fearful. Let's just share our stories and change the world is how I feel. And not,
So, oh, you, sorry, I do that. I cut people off and
Me too. Me
I'm
too.
bad
Me too.
like that.
Tell me. No, I'm terrible.
That's
Tell
a
me.
brain injury thing, but.
Oh, is it? Well, I do it all the time. So
Did you hit a tree?
maybe in childhood. Yes. What were you going to say?
I think it comes from like small town mentality that I have kept myself small for as long as I have. About a year ago, I lost the giving a shit about what anyone says, you know, and just did what I wanted to do. But I think still the whole small town mentality, like subconsciously makes me feel like, oh, you know, I'm not good enough. I'll never get there. And all that negative bullshit we tell ourselves, you know?
Not anymore.
But, like, I know I carry so much power and, like, how powerful my story is.
Yeah, it is.
And, yeah, I'm like, no, stop being selfish. Yep. The world needs your story.
They do.
Put it out there.
Yes, because Think how many young girls like yourself have had some kind of injury that changed their body from whatever it might be, from, you know, gorgeous 21-year-old living their life, partying, having fun, having whatever, to having such traumatic injury to their body. And, I'm sure you would have had down times, but knowing that, you know, you still have an amazing life. It doesn't mean the end of your life when something traumatic happens, you know, and you're amazing to be able to spread. And you're a mum. You know?
Yeah. And that's just it. Like, just because we're a mum doesn't mean that we can't be, that we can't run a successful business.
No, absolutely not. Like, it's hard though.
It is. Hard, it's very hard. It comes with so many challenges, but I think that has a lot to do with, like, the way I've been able to reframe the way I think.
Yeah.
So no longer thinking, oh, I can't do that.
Absolutely.
And thinking, okay, how can I do that? Yeah.
Yay. And it's, absolutely. Yeah, it's just so exciting. Yeah, it is so powerful. And I think the power is where it feels like you are and where I feel like I've just got is, like, not giving a shit anymore. And not that doesn't mean I don't. I'm the biggest heart. So are you. You've got the biggest heart. Yeah. It, like, you palpitates out your chest. You know I'm the same. But it's really not caring what other people think of us, you know, that's or you, or what, you know, like, I'm going to do whatever is right for the whole universe, you know, like,
yeah,
it sounds
dramatic. Right.
But think of, you know, after we did our guest speaking on the panel, I was like, not nervous, so fine, got up there and my face just went like bright red and I like fumbled my words and I was like, oh God. And then I got home and I was looking at myself going, did I overshare? What did I say? Did I make any sense? And then in the morning, when I went down on the lift, someone came in and I was running late and she went, you spoke yesterday, because I didn't even say my name, I don't think. And she said, thank you so much for sharing that story. You know, I've just been diagnosed with ADD and as an adult, and I haven't told anybody, and this is what's been happening in my life. And it's exactly what was happening in mine. And she said, thank you for sharing that. And I'm like, that was one person. Like, one person's good.
Yeah.
You know, isn't
that's
that?
Exactly right. Like, and I don't need the recognition from everyone. Like, I couldn't care less.
No,
you know,
no.
I just want to help other people.
Same.
That's,
and I think
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. It's not about ego driven at all. And I know.
And see, that's a big thing, because for a very long time, and a lot of the people I surrounded myself with
made you feel that way.
It was ego driven. Like, everything was ego.
Yeah.
And, like, being able to, like, squash that and lead from the heart.
Me too.
It's just so much more powerful. Like, oh my God, I just got goosebumps.
I know.
But yeah.
But then, you know, again, you know, I just so lovely to be able to connect with you again. And, you know, like, I could have Instagrammed and go, hey, you know, we're in the same book and, like, hey, but actually to see you and hug you and be on the same table and have, like, real deep conversations, that this is another connection, you know,
that's exactly a really deep one,
you know. So you go, what are you saying?
There's more power in that. Like, I love that. My highest value is connection.
Same. Yeah.
I love connecting, reconnecting with people. Yeah. Like, Alicia Wade reached out to me after Oz Mum, and she's like, oh, one of my friends from Harvey Bay reached out, and oh my God, you know Amy. And so I've got to reconnect with her as well. I haven't seen her since 2009, I think.
Wow. So amazing.
Yeah,
so in regards to what you're doing, it was amazing. Do you do one-on-ones? Do you have memberships? If people are struggling and have heard this, like, do they reach out? Like, tell me what you can.
I do one-on-ones, and I've shared that over my platforms a bit, but I will write that down because I will pump it out there again. I do one-on-ones to work with people to help them through their adversities, and I'm currently I'm currently studying root cause therapy.
Awesome.
To become a certified practitioner.
Yeah, amazing.
I know how much that has helped me.
Yeah.
There is so much power in that space.
There is.
Like,
And you're gonna be That's amazing. And again, heart-led, you know, this is what I talk about all the time, is like, I love earning money, but I don't look at the money at all. Like, no. As long as I'm getting enough to pay my bills and stuff, mine's all heart-driven. And, you know, I think all of us, you know, if we're like that, we're just going to have our success because we're living with our heart, trying to help people.
That's it. I'll share some pretty deep truths here. So I'm currently on Centrelink.
Yep.
And I'm currently fighting Centrelink.
Why? Why are they fighting?
So something happened. Someone from the Ingham office took me off disability when I had Jack to put me on the parenting payments, which is less than what the disability pension is. Well,
that's annoying. Yeah.
I really don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't care. I'm just now trying to get back on DSP.
Fair enough.
But I want to break away from Centrelink completely and not have to rely on that source of income.
Yeah.
And I think I shared this earlier. I want to make so much fuck you money to help the rest of the world that I never need to rely on anyone ever again.
Yeah.
For anything.
Absolutely. And and I actually say that to myself, even though I have a husband and, you know, we've worked really hard to where we're at. But I would love to get that much money that I don't have to think about money to keep helping everybody, you know, because I still do what I'm doing. You'd still do what you do. You wouldn't stop doing it.
That's exactly right.
Never have to worry about money and just spread your beautiful words. Yeah. It's going to happen.
That's right. Oh, it's going to happen. It's happening at the moment. And like things are just ramping up so fast for me.
Okay.
It's funny because usually, like up until this point, I have always gotten extremely overwhelmed.
Right.
And I retreat back to that freeze state.
Yep.
Now I'm like, nah, go outside, ground yourself.
Yeah. You're right.
It's all good. Come back in, do a revitalization meditation or whatever before I pick the boys up from school.
Yep.
I've got this. And I know deep down to my core that I've got this.
You have.
All going to be okay.
Yeah. Like, and isn't it crazy? Because that's where I feel now. And I do the same thing. Meditation. I do anything you think of spiritually, I do it, right? And I just get more connected and, you know, all of that. Same as what you're doing. But the more you do that, you think, oh, my gosh, it's like – just a mindset change.
Yeah,
like,
it really is.
You've been through so much trauma, it's like I truly believe everything's going to be okay, and I feel really good, even when my daughter's telling me to fuck off. Calm, Teflon, it's all right, she's only 14, what, you know, like, you know, and you the boys, it's like, it's going to be okay, really feeling it's going to be okay.
I grew up in the shed with the guys. So I got a shed. I got a lot of shed talk, right? My boys have started a swear jar.
Oh, for you.
They're like, oh, for fuck's sake, Jack. Oh, Mom, that's $14 now. No, I'm like, so funny.
And you know, we try not to, but it's just got to be. It's a
well,
funny.
That's it. Like, we're all human, you know? Like, we are human. Absolutely. Yeah, we're fucking incredible, but we are only human.
That's right. And the new study that I'm doing, I'm like obsessed with it. But what she's saying, this Dr. Shefali, is she's like, humans are really smart, but not wise.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The wiser you get, like the conversations we're having, everything just calms down. Because when we're just smart, and, you know, like they've got to do that and they're not doing that, and we're conditioned that the kids have to do that, then it gets so overwhelming. But when we're just like, no, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It works
out. I don't know, reaching that space and like being, I've even noticed with all of my behavior, because like my behavior has been a massive, massive struggle for quite some time.
Sure.
I've been working with a behavioral therapist.
Right.
Just being able to
regulate.
Yeah. And like Jack was chucking a spaz the other day, and usually I spin.
Yeah.
Like that's been my go-to forever, is I'll just spin.
Yeah.
But I was able to take my emotions out of the equation and just grab him and regulate him.
So good.
Oh my God, that was so empowering.
Life changing. Yeah.
Like
Absolutely. Oh. And the thing is, that's what I've learned. But what happened is I was like that when they were younger and I was a stay-at-home mum. On reflection, I couldn't regulate. So when the child that's, you know, fiery was fiery, I couldn't regulate. But yeah. Now we're having to deal with that as teenagers. And that's what I'm studying, is exactly what you've just said, is us regulating, figuring out our triggers, our internal triggers, to chill out and let them have it and not try and fix it.
Yeah, yeah.
What but you're that's doing even, is amazing.
That's even like if I miss an appointment like today, I thought we're in different time zones, aren't
yeah.
we?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
See, yeah. I suck with all the time zones yeah. and all that. Okay,
fine.
So I'm like, oh, fuck, I missed it. I'm so sorry. Like,
and I wouldn't care either. I'm like, let's rebook. It's not a problem.
Yeah, no, but now I've gone from like massive spin out and my whole yeah. day would just like go to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to, oh, okay. Sorry, but this is what's going on in my life. I'm sorry I missed that, you know.
And if I was an arsehole and went, oh, you know, you'd go, well, I'm never going to be on your potty. But I live my life by every single person. I just think, whatever. Yeah. Go with the flow.
Yeah. Go with the flow. And being able to do that has, like, changed so much in my life. Like, the way I react to things. Like,
and you're only going to get better and better.
Well,
me
that's
too.
Exactly right. Yeah, well, that's it. That, like, once we become aware of all of our shit, like, all we can do is better ourselves.
Exactly
and
right.
So every day, I, like, before I make those big decisions, I think to myself, okay, so how would my higher self handle the situation?
That's perfect.
And by doing that, it's completely helped me. Like, it has helped me grow so much as a person. It's not funny.
I'm so glad you found all of that. Right, we could speak all day. I'm going to get all of the show notes and all the anything that people listen to would like to reach out to you, so they'll be able to have that in the show notes. But thank you so much for sharing your story. You are truly an amazing, inspirational woman. And, you know, we'll get to see each other much more. But thank you for being a guest today.
Thanks so much, Donna. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, and we'll speak to you soon.
No worries. Chat soon.
So if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I love reading all of your messages, so shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I am at bub2sleep, B-U-B, number 2, sleep. I also offer a free 15-minute phone chat. If you'd like to book one, head over to my website, www.bub2sleep.com.au, and request one there. So try to remember to be kind to yourself and always know you're doing the best you can every day, no matter what your day's looking like. Until next time, much love.